Okay, we're continuing in the Mesillas Yesharim with the commentary of the Bavli Mishkan Evna. We're on the bottom of page Samach Gimel. And last time we discussed how people can be involved in doing many aspects of Chassidus, and it really doesn't change the person at all. And we gave an example of the person, his luggage getting on the plane, and he doesn't get on the plane. And the point is that a lot of times, a person never is really engaged in making, in understanding why he's doing what he's doing, and to making changes in his life. He's just doing and doing and doing, but he doesn't yearn to purify the mind, to purify the heart. He may do a lot of the things that a chassid will do, right? And he wants, let's say, to be forgiven, but he doesn't want to be the better person. And this is what the Mesillas Yesharim is talking all about, that the fundamental, the first words of Mesillas Yesharim was Yisod HaChassidus V'Shoresh Avodat Tmimah, the foundation of chassidus, the root of wholesome service. That's what it's all about. We have to concentrate on that. And we don't, and we don't get to that goal. That's what we spoke about last time. We're on the bottom of page Samach Gimel. Lefiza, no, we just said these words, and we'll begin at this point. Lefiza, novin madua lahasogas hachasidus nidrash omal rov ashko meruba. Based on this, we can understand why to achieve chassidus, it requires a lot of effort and a lot of investment. If the service was only in the mind, then it's enough for a person to learn the section of the Shulchan Aruch called Choshen Mishpat, which relates to the civil laws. As our rabbis say in Baba Basra, a person wants to get smart, Yasuk b'dinei mamonos, let him get involved in monetary issues. Because, as we know, learning Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, that's harder gemara. And to understand it, you've got to really work very hard, and you've got to be smart for that. So if chassidus was just an issue of the mind, then learn difficult laws. Ki yeshem halachos dakos chalukim dakim, this very fine, subtle, detailed laws. But since the service of a person is to work not only with the brain but also with the heart, Legalo says, to reveal the fine feelings, the detailed feelings that are in the person's heart, and to reveal the detailed, refined thoughts of a person's brain, and to combine the mind thoughts with the feelings of the heart. That's a big job. And that's a lot of effort in life. So Hamala Rishoni Shalaharam, the first effort that a person has to make, who Amul HaTorah, has to be the effort in Torah. Why? Shal Yaru Mizaki Hasikhlo Magil Afghanazdaka. If you learn a lot of Torah, you purify the mind, and you achieve detailed comprehension. So now you clearly understand what it's all about. Amol Sheni, the second effort, Huluzaki Hasalev Lochush Hargashas Daka, is to purify the heart, to be sensitive to fine details. That's the second aspect. Amol Shlishi, and the third effort is Lchabres Hachud Hadak Shibamoch Imachush Bedak Hadak Shibalev, to connect the fineness of the mind with the fineness of the heart. That connection has to be achieved. So those are the three steps. Really understanding the details of Torah, details of the heart, and combining them together. So now, that's not an easy job at all. So the people were very smart, as Lutzaro said before. They understand the details of the intellect. Because that's all they're involved with. They go more refined, more detailed. However, So they, but they're missing the detailed understanding of the heart. They're lacking that connection between the mind and the heart as well. So they're lacking two thirds of the puzzle. And that's not good. So Sefer Mesillas Yesharim Lo Nisyach said, the whole book, Mesillas Yesharim, is not meant to refine the intellect. No, that's not its job. You're not going to be able, there's no substitute for learning Gemara. That goes without saying. And Mesillas Yesharim isn't going to really get that much into that at all. He says, "Lasaga machshava sadaka kamur tzarchadim lasuk b'torah kedosha b'chloluso b'livnos atzum mochid kedusha." To achieve a detailed mind thought process, you got to learn a lot of Torah. Finished. You got to build up those holy brains that are inside of you. That's already, you know, that goes without saying. The book, though, the point of the Sefer Yesharim is to teach us how does a person get a pure heart. Hargasha daka, refined feelings. The Kate said, Yasig Achtus, Beramach Shova Adaka, Vasechal Adak, and how to achieve a unity between those refined thoughts and refined, between that and the refined thoughts. So that's the commentary on the last piece of the Mesillas Yesharim. It's always a long stretch from piece to piece. And that was going on the last words that he said that Chassidus is very far from what we think it is, and we miss the details because we don't appreciate the details. Okay, now he's going to the next words of the Mesillas Yesharim. He says, Ki ein divrei ha-chassidus v'inyonei ha-yira va'ava v'teres ha-lev dvarim u'tvoyim bodam. He says that the concepts of chassidus and the concepts of fear and love of Hashem and purity of heart, these are not things that come natural to the human being. Actually, starku and soim lichnosim, to the point that you don't even have to have any means to acquire them. And to think that they're found within the person like all the other natural activities that come out of a person. It's not so. And like, what are the natural activities? Kashena, like sleeping, kayakits, like getting up, harav, hunger, vasov, and satiation, and all the other activities that are etched in our nature. It is not that way. Fear of Hashem, love of Hashem, it doesn't come automatically. I just wake up and I have love of Hashem and I have fear of Hashem, all these things. That's not so. Elavadi shetshirim hemla and soim l'tachpulos l'tnesosam. You need a lot of means and methods to acquire them. It doesn't come automatically to be a God-fearing person. It's not. Now, although you have a holy soul inside of you, but you have to work hard to unearth that holy soul. That's what we're learning in this Balatanya. Everyone has a chelek alokami mal, a holy soul inside them. That's no question about it. But it's a big job to uncover it. Ah, when it becomes uncovered, then it'll become natural. But the human being is more focused on the outer husk of his body, and therefore he doesn't even know he's got a neshama. So the potential is for it to become natural. Once you open up it won't come unless you've done some tachpulot, unless you've come up with some strategies. Come with strategies to reveal the neshama, then you have the potential for it to become an easy thing. But until you reach it, you don't automatically have fear of Hashem. You don't automatically live like a chassid. That's not the way a human being was built. You've got to do strategies to bring out the neshama, and then the natural, holy things will come out of us. Yeah?
Is that right to all human beings or to Jewish people only?
Well, we're only talking about Jews. We're only talking about... This book is for Jews only. No offense.
What we're talking about here is that when a human being is made by Hashem, regardless of whether it's a goy or not, he still has that connection to Hashem, doesn't he?
You have the connection, but you're unaware of it.
Right, so that applies to all everybody, not to just the Jews.
Yes, but we're talking about becoming a chassid and loving Hashem and fearing Hashem. That's not in the non-Jewish lexicon. It's not one of their seven Noachide laws, is to love Hashem. They don't have to love Hashem, they have to fear Hashem. It's not meant for them. Maybe you'll get one. Not the real thing. They don't have a holy soul for it to happen.
What I'm trying to get at is that we already have some connections that brings us along this road. So
all those connections are only in potential. Only in potential. If you don't work at it, you're going to have nothing. You are not naturally from birth going to become and act like a God-fearing person. It will not come naturally. It will come the opposite. You've got to be trained to reveal that neshama inside you, which will then allow all those things to happen.
So what happens in the case of a convert when, before you become a Jew, they've obviously developed some love and fear of Hashem, and then they actually finish the process and they get a new neshama,
you're making an assumption.
The previous neshama had to have some kind of.
So a convert is a whole more complicated issue. There's a lot of ways to understand a convert. Some converts were people who were always Jews and didn't realize it. They had Jewish neshamas inside of them. They had Jewish neshamas inside of them. Hashem does all kinds of weird things, doesn't he? He puts Jewish neshamas in animals also, doesn't he? He does, yes. He puts Jewish neshamas in rocks. He can put a Jewish neshama in a goy. So the goy is wondering, how come I feel such a closeness to Yiddishkeit? Again, it's still potential though. When the non-Jew wants to convert, he's so far away from being what a real Jew is. So, you know, he doesn't love Hashem the way loving Hashem really is. Doesn't. He's got a long way to go. No convert is a chassid before he converts. He's very far away from it. And then it's a whole lifetime journey for the Jew to become a chassid.
Okay, not a chassid, I agree.
Which means real love of Hashem, real fear of Hashem. We're not talking about fear of punishment. It's not that kind of fear of Hashem. You know, the closeness to Hashem, that closeness to them. And a lot of times they feel, they think they're close to Hashem, they know what they're talking about. You know, but they're motivated to become Jews. Okay? So, they want to become Jews, they want to become Jews. They don't have these aspects.
But neither do most Jews.
Right! Because
they haven't,
you know, read the Sefer, they haven't worked on the program. You gotta work on the program. I don't know of any schools that have a curriculum of Hasidus. In their curriculum, I don't mean just learning Hasidus. You know, not the traditional day schools. They're just teaching you information. They teach you concepts. They teach you ideas. They teach you about Midos, but they don't teach you about Hasidus. So it's an issue. It's a real issue.
They work on the intellect. That's what they work.
They're working on the intellect. They're working on theories and things like that, but. I'm not blaming them, I'm just saying that's what I'm saying. But really, so all that Lutzado is saying, this is not a natural process, you must come up with methods, you must come up with tactics to make it happen. Now, we'll see what the Bovavi explains. Roinanu, we see, Shieshnam Dvarim, Hamut Boyim Baleva Adam, Tchunos Tivios. We see in a person there are certain things that are natural to the heart of a person. It has natural, feelings. Lamash. Uber ayetse mi meimo. Let's say a baby is born. Ein tzarech lelamdo linok meimo. He doesn't have to learn how to nurse. Dover zemut babobeteva. He's born with that instinct. Mokein lo tzarech lelamido so livkos. You don't have to teach a baby to cry. Hu yedea livkos beteva. He naturally knows how to cry. Avot tzarech lelamdo dvarmachem. We gotta teach him other things. For example, chumish, gemorah, lelamdo cheshbon. You gotta teach him how to learn Chumash, you gotta teach him how to learn Gemara, or on the other hand, you have to teach him math. He's not gonna naturally know math. These things he won't know unless you teach him. Next page, Samach Hei. Imkein, therefore, Vovan Klali, in general, Kochas Adam Iskalkim L'Shnei Chalokim, a person's strengths can be divided up into two parts. Yeshchelet Shemut Bavavateva, there's the part that he naturally has. There's a certain part you don't have to teach them naturally. The need to eat and drink and sleep, that's natural. But on the other hand, understanding the world and the wisdom that's hidden inside of that world, that's not naturally a person there. Vavliknasa de limud mamik. He only acquires it through in-depth learning. So now, kishabayim ladun ala chelak aruchani shiva adam. So we're coming to judge the spiritual part of a person. Haimu mutpa bo b'teva olo. Is it natural to the person or not? Is the spiritual part of the person natural or not? Sarach ladas shat shuv lakach mod amukam. Got to know the answer to that question is a deep answer. What's the answer? Hachuvi lo kein v'lo. Not yes and not no. It's not a simple answer. He's going to explain. Mihu Adam, who is this person? Again, the question is spirituality, right? The chelek haruchani, the spiritual part of the person, is it natural? So he says not yes, not no. Because what is a person? Baram yeishar bechalakim, a person has many parts, guf, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai yechida. There's five levels to his soul. B'yechida shel nefesh adam varek shemutbos kol aminus atovas. In the aspect of the person called yechida, certainly all the good midos are in there. Hakol shom tov, everything's good there. Because yechida is liyachdecha, to unify you. Miuchedes lebarom, it's unified to the Creator. Hakol tov, it's all good. Yeah, but that yechida aspect of soul is so beyond us. Forget it. We just can't tap into it in this world. Way beyond us. Haguf lamasus, the body, on the other hand, lo manyeno so lo ganeden lo avas Hashem lo yiras Hashem lo tvekus. The body isn't concerned. Couldn't care less about ganeden. Couldn't care less about loving Hashem, fearing Hashem. Couldn't care about cleaving to Hashem. Gufu guf. Goof nigaf. The body's the body. That's all. You sort of offer yourself love, it comes from dirt, goes back to dirt. Who wrote some machapis chomrius gaspers? He looks for physical pleasures, that's it. The body is the animal part. That's it. Maybe a sophisticated animal, but just looking for pleasures. So now. Imk, therefore. Kishani shal ha'imut pas bottomavas Hashem viras Hashem vishar minisitova solo. We come back to that question. Does a person naturally have love of Hashem and fear of Hashem and other good midos or not? Hatshuv, the answer is, yesh chalokim ba'adam shemutbos b'hen amidos halol, yesh chalokim ba'adam sheinayim mutbos. There are parts of the person where they naturally do exist, and there's parts of the person where it naturally does not exist. Hachalokim aruchanim shemishama, the holier parts of the soul, ad haruach, from the highest level, yechaya, yechida, chaya, neshama, ruach, going down, sham, hey, mutbas, begilui. They are revealed. The up to, but not including ruach. Up to and not including ruach. Ume ruach umata, from ruach and nefesh, and the body, sham matchili matvorim lioslobrim, then things become not clear. Ad ha'guf, until you get to the body, shishoma kol tivus, everything is tivus. So the highest levels, yechida, chaya, and neshama, those three highest levels, clearly connected to Hashem, clearly naturally loving Hashem, all those amazing things are there. And you have chaya and yechida beyond you, but neshama, that third level, you can access it. You can access it with effort. So that part will clearly appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ruach and nefesh part, it's not so simple. Not so simple. Right? It's not clear. And the body, completely taiva. So the critical aspects are those two lower aspects. Now, you're doing divrei HaZohar HaKadosh. It's well known, the words of the Zohar. Sharm kishu nolad mekabel nefesh. When a person is born, he gets a nefesh. Zohar yasir, he purifies himself a little more. Nota ruach, he accesses the ruach. Zocha yasir, he merits a little more. Noitel neshama, he can access the neshama. If you work on it, you can access those higher levels. Aval nolad nefesh, but we're born just with realization of our nefesh. Zodam derechlal, that's the person in general. So you start with the nefesh. Oh, that's very far away from Hashem. Now it's all there. The ruach is there, but you're not aware of it as much. The nefesh, you're aware of. The ruach, you're not. The neshama, you're not. You got to work on it. You got to work on it. So kasher adam nolad v'yesh bo nefesh. When a person's born and he has the nefesh, Hanefesh hazu al derech klal eina mishtekekas olav Hashem lois Hashem. Even that nefesh, that lowest level of soul, it's not yearning to love and fear Hashem. It's in the body, and it's running after what the body wants. If we should need to lira seitzel tinek ben yom, as you see with a little baby, what's a baby? All his energies are into self survival of the body. Tinek ben yom alo mechapes lo megemar yom lispal. A baby doesn't run to learn gemara, not to daven. Leave a kid his own devices and just let him grow up on his own. He'll never open up a gemara. Avol mechapes lechol lishtos v'lishon zer ritzona, but he looks to eat, drink, sleep. That's what he wants. Because the physical needs are natural to him, instinctive. But the spiritual needs are deep inside of him. And even at that layer, at this stage, they are hidden from him, and he's not even aware of them yet. If you don't, it's not taught to you, why would you even think to do it? Why would a secular Jew even think that there's something spiritual about it? Who taught it to him? Okay, unless Hashem gives him a break and makes him start to feel a little bit spiritually empty. But otherwise, how would they know? If you don't teach them, how would they know? Samachvav. Let's try to define what we're saying in a little bit of a deeper way. A person could apparently say superficially, Ani lo margish avas Hashem rachmon l'sal. The person could say, I don't feel any love for Hashem, God forbid. Mameli ainli ava. So therefore I ain't got love. Umoto alay liknosa. And it's incumbent on me to acquire it. Kamo shikonin tapuche adama. Just like you have to buy a sack of potatoes. Kach lahab l'tzorcha adam liknosa v'Hashem. He's got to acquire love of Hashem. That's what a person might think. I don't got it. I've got a lot of things in life. Ran out of potatoes yesterday, I gotta go to the store and buy potatoes. So I'm gonna go to the Westland Shul, I'm gonna buy love of Hashem. I'll go, whatever it costs, I'll buy it. Chas v'shalom zemam shokach. God forbid, that's not what it is. Avas Hashem utbas b'cholechet v'echet b'nei Yisrael. That's what I said before. Love of Hashem is naturally in each Jew. El shumat shimat mutbas b'cholechem el yonim v'amukim shol nishmaso. But they're entrenched in the highest and deepest aspects of the soul. And those portions, most of the times, are hidden from a person, and his job is to reveal those aspects. So now, so what does it mean to reveal those natural midos that are deep inside us? What does that mean? So he explains, Avodas Adam he, the service of a person is, Shekeshem Shetzorcheh Guf HaGashmim Tevim Etzlo, Hu Ochel V'Shosa, Lo Ki HaMashgiach HaRav Armel Shetzorcheh Lechav Lishtos, Eloki Rav Otzomei. Just like when it comes to physical needs that are natural. You eat, you drink. Why do you eat and drink? Because the rabbi's yelling at you that you should eat and drink. Did you ever hear me give a drush or say, okay, I'm sorry I let you have it. You guys aren't eating enough. You're not getting fashikered enough at weddings. I'm disappointed in you. Now let's get out there and start eating. Right? You don't got to do that. It's not necessary. Right? You're not. Are you eating because I'm telling you to? No, because you're hungry. You naturally feel hungry. You don't need anyone to teach you that. So now, just like we know that by food, here's the point. So to a person should be able to reveal the love and fear of Hashem and the cleaving to Hashem and all the good needles. The bechinas of what aspect? Like the prophet Amos says. What does the prophet say? There'll be a time where lo ra'av lelechem, there'll be a hunger. But it won't be a hunger for bread. Float some of the mind, there'll be a thirst, but it won't be a thirst for water. Ki im lishmo esdivrei Hashem. There'll be a hunger and a thirst to hear the words of Hashem. That day will come one day.
That's
not Krabba. No, it's Amos. It's the prophet Amos. Just like there is a physical aspect of being hungry and thirsty. Shezer roa anovea me'aguf. And that's a hunger that comes from the body. You feel it, and you've got, and no one, and you want to take care of that feeling. No one has to give you a musar shmuz about it. Kachiyesh neshama rov lava. So the soul really is hungry for love of Hashem. The soul is. Liyira l'dveikus baris brach, to fear and to be close to Hashem. El shetzarech l'galasas and neshama should be kibeinu. But you got to reveal that neshama. Once you reveal it, then the good midos will become natural. It's all about revealing it. So what is the depths of serving Hashem? If you ask in a nutshell, okay, Rabbi, what do I got to do? You want me to love Hashem? Fine, I love Hashem. And you don't even know how to love Hashem. Fear Hashem, you don't even know how to fear Hashem. It's not possible. Why? Because it only comes through the neshama. So the avodas Hashem is in a rak level as avodas Hashem. It's not just to love and fear Hashem. Homaku legalos es haneshama shezetivo. You have to reveal the soul that for the soul these aspects is the nature of the soul. Once you've revealed it, then you've got an automatic entity that loves and fears Hashem that you are connected with, and now you're in the frequency of that neshama that expresses love and fear of Hashem. That's what you've got to do. That's the real aspect of Chassidus, to uncover that neshama. See, you could be learning is exactly what we learned on Friday in the Balatanya. You're learning a Mezuzah Shem. It's the same thing. It's no different. Mashal Ma'adavad, what can we compare this to? Sometimes you meet a person and you start speaking Hebrew to him. But mahalach asicha, but as we're talking a little bit, as the discussion is moving on, you see this guy, he's struggling with his words. It's not coming so quickly. And he excuses himself and says, this is not my original tongue, Hebrew, it's my second language. And that explains why he doesn't speak it so clearly. The mother language, as it were, is natural to the person. The second language, even people who say it clearly, but you can tell it's not their natural language. And even if they really speak very fluently, what if you ask him to edit a book written in the second language? That's going to be a hard job. Alright? There's your mother tongue and your second language. See, you understand the difference between the two of them. So, svasa aim shalanu, so now in a physical and spiritual sense, our mother language is what? Yachila shasiyah v'shar tzorchim v'shamayim. That's eating and drinking and all the other physical needs. That's our mother tongue. That's the mother tongue. That comes easy. Eating is easy. Drinking is easy. And normally, what do people want to do in life? You want to do what comes easy, you know? Everyone wants to do what comes easy. Right. So you come to Shabbos. Shabbos is great. What are we eating? Oh, I like this Judaism. I want to convert. Have good meals on Saturday. You know? So that physical aspect, that's unfortunate. Now, let's look at many Orthodox Jews and their connection to Shabbos. What part of Shabbos do they like? Let's be honest. Not you guys. What do they like? You come home early from work? Maybe. And the short winters, you have to come home early from work. If you're an Orthodox Jew, you're going to come early. Okay, nobody minds missing a little bit of work. Right? So of course, now you got an option. You have a nice Kabbalah Shabbos with some singing, and it'll take an hour and 20 minutes. You know? Or you can buzz through, you know, a whole Kabbalah Shabbos in 45 minutes in your house. What would many people prefer? What would they prefer? Let's just get through with this fast, man. Because I know what's next. Next is dinner. And that's why, who wants to even go to shul? You need to walk 10 minutes to shul. I can go right in my house. I got a neighbor. We We got a local street minion. Chick chak. We even throw in a 1.5 minute Dvar Torah to be very religious. You know. Right? And then they come home. Shalom Aleichem. 1, 2, 3. They're in the food very quickly. The meal. That's good. Schmooze a little. You know. And if you happen to like to sing, because you like to sing, you may sing a zemer. And if not, no zemer is necessary. Schmooze, and it could be, we'll talk some Lashon Hara, because that's enjoyable too. It's very enjoyable to speak Lashon Hara. Talk about the rabbi, talk about the chazan, talk about the other shul members, talk about politics. That's also very pleasurable. Talking politics is a pleasurable thing too. Right? And then of course, you gotta sleep. At least 12 hours, right? Then you get up in the morning, and then you read the newspaper, have a Danish coffee, saunter into shul at 10:30. Okay, chas v'shalom. We're going to talk about the good Jews now. Okay, they get up for the hashkam minyan at 7:30, so they're done at 9:30. I like hashkam minyan; it's great, right? Because it's fast, right? And then you go out, and what are they doing? So the shortest davening possible, right? Longest eating and longest sleeping, and it's Shabbos, you rest, and to rest. So what part of Shabbos are people really connecting to? And then when it, and then you better, what's the earliest time? I heard another shul is faster. Not 9:32 is Shabbos over. It's been too long. I can only sleep so much already. I already slept 11 hours at night. I slept 4 hours in the afternoon. Okay, it's still 8 o'clock. What am I gonna do? Okay, we'll eat some more. I'll read the sports section now. I didn't get to the sports section. I'll read that. Okay, is it almost done? Okay, now I'll go to the shtiebel right across the street. We have a quick mark. Out we go. Boom, done. Good. Now I get back to work. All right, so what part of the Shabbos does the person connect to? The part that took no effort. What are you talking about? Wait a minute, I made effort. I had to go to Sobeys and buy the food. Well, that you do for Wednesday also. You know, okay, you light a candle. Okay. It takes a second. But I'm saying, look, this is the problem. The part, what part of Shabbos are we identifying with? The natural, physical part that no one has to teach you how to identify yourselves with. And that's the part of Shabbos, and you expect that person to get close to Hashem on a Shabbos. It's not gonna happen. Right? So that's the mamaloshin. That's the mamaloshin of Shabbos. And then, okay, so how do you develop greater levels of appreciation of Shabbos? You get into more sophisticated food. You know, you think Stam, in my mother's day, Zichrona Levracha, we had boiled chicken. Now we have fancy chicken. We're going to have a covered Shabbos. We're going to have a roast. We're covered Shabbos. I eat, you know, fancier foods. Ah, get out of here. It's just for your stomach. It all comes natural. Right? All comes natural. Am I right or not? Most people, not you guys. You're tzaddikim.
Well, at least they're keeping
the laws of Shabbos. They're not loving Hashem. They're not fearing Hashem. They don't feel close to Hashem. They're doing what comes natural. And the truth is, it's not much different than the question to ask is, how is it different than Sunday? The real question you have to ask a Jew is, how is your Shabbos different than Sunday? I'll tell you how it's different than Sunday. They sleep more. They sleep more and don't do other physical activity. It's the happy prison sentence. I'm a prisoner of Shabbos. Okay, so what do you do if you're a prisoner? You sleep more. Sunday you wouldn't waste that much time sleeping. What are you talking about? It's a very important day, Sunday. We gotta get to the lawn. We got to take care of errands. And really there's a great resentment to Shabbos, because look at all that great time I could have been taking care of errands. So you try to do whatever errands you can do, because, you know, you read the paper, because the errands you gotta do on Sunday too. So okay, I'll read on Shabbos, I won't read the paper on Sunday. Alright, so that, but okay, you're right, at least they're following the laws of Shabbos, but they're not doing anything that goes beyond what comes natural. It's the natural keeping of Shabbos. So that I know. Adamis Gaber, let's say a person over, you know, works hard on himself. What if he comes to understanding there is a goal to life, there is a purpose to life? Yesh Borav, Yesh Avod Hashem. There's a creator, there's service of Hashem. He wants to love Hashem. He wants to fear. He's heard about the concepts. Next page, Samach Zayin. Vishlav Zeh, on that level, Hava Gashmis, Hisvasa Em Shalom. Let's say the guy's already moving into a spiritual zone, but still, what's his Mamaloshin? The Mamaloshin is still, is the physical love. Vava Ruchanis, Yesu Bevchinis Shavishnia. Spiritual love, that's the second language. So we, for all intents and purposes, what we're trying to do is we're trying to learn a second language now. Our second language of loving and fearing Hashem. So God forbid, loving Hashem and all these things are our second language, God forbid. Let's be honest. All our lives we're used to physical pleasures. Now we're learning, we got about spiritual pleasures. Okay, so I'm gonna try, I'm really trying. And maybe we're even achieving some levels. Okay, so we're singing on Shabbos and we're dancing on Shabbos and we have a longer davening and we're learning. Ooh, these are good things already. But it still doesn't feel like the second language. Let's be honest, what do you feel naturally happy with still? Even though you're really trying, but still, when you eat the steak Friday night, still you enjoy it more. You wish you could enjoy the Gemara as much as a steak. You wish you could enjoy the davening as much. But it's, and even if you are to a certain degree, it's still the second language, God forbid. So Yomer Ado, a person will say, Tzarech ledake esa avas agashvus legamri, atshiyagiel avas ruchonis. A person can make a mistake and think the following. Okay, what do I got to do now to change this, to change that no longer is eating and sleeping my first language and spirituality my second language? What do I do? So maybe I've got to smash the physical love. I got to break it down until I reach the spiritual love. Let's get rid of the mother tongue. He says, Zeh lo mamish nachon. That's mamish not correct. Let me give you an example. Let's say a person has a father and mother and he loves them. It means Bagar gets older, Ni Adam Yosruchan, he becomes more spiritual. Person can become more spiritual. Person becomes a Baal Tshuva. Him a love, Lakoras, Avas, Avi, Vimo, Melibo, Laskal, Avas, Habori, Chas Hashem. Would we say now, okay, forget loving your parents and love Hashem instead? God forbid. As a Taivas, a Gashmis, Adam Yoko, Lakar, Vitzoch, Lakar. The physical pleasures, yeah, a person has to, needs to, can, and should uproot them, Kolach, Lafi, Arko, according to their level. But to uproot the love of a father and a mother and a brother who are with you all the time, you don't need to uproot them to be religious. Since this love came before the love of Hashem, you should always love your father. Even if he was a secular Jew, why shouldn't you love him? If you loved him before, why shouldn't you love him now? Since the love of these preceded Hashem, so always the love of the father, the mother, and brothers will always be more than Hashem. L'chora tami t'yasher avas Hashem esob l'china safashim. It's always going to be that Hashem, the love for him is the second language? Is that what's going to be? So tshuva davar, the answer is, let's just say this part. If we could really teach the body to love Hashem and fear him, that's the second language. Because the body knows one love and we're teaching it a second love. But as we explain, we're not teaching the body to love and fear Hashem. Who are we teaching? We're trying to reveal the neshama. Who naturally, the soul naturally loves and fears Hashem. Etzlo zesvas aim. For the neshama, that's the neshama's mother tongue. Suffering shalom, it's the first and not the second language. Do you understand? This is the answer to the question. We're saying, what do you want from me? I'm used to my mother language is eating, sleeping, and fressing, and all these things. That's my mother language. And you're telling me to be spiritual, and I'm trying to be spiritual. And I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to do these things, trying to love Hashem. But it's all second language. The answer is, it's a second language for the body doing them. But when you tap into the neshama, it's the first language of the neshama. So what does this mean? It means now, the love that you have, that's where you can always have spirituality being your mother language. What's unique to the Jew is he has two mother languages. He has the mother language of the body, and the mother language of the soul. Now, you already eased the mother language of the body, you didn't have to work on. It came naturally. The mother language of the neshama, once you open up the neshama, then you're exposed to the mother language of the neshama. And therefore you have to understand things in soul language and not in body language. And our problem, till you make the complete transition, we're still looking at everything from the body point of view. We're keeping Shabbos from, even the spiritual part of Shabbos, we're keeping from the body point of view. So it still feels not as pleasurable as eating the meal, even though you're trying hard, because why, we haven't yet exposed the neshama. If you haven't exposed the neshama, so the spiritual parts is not naturally coming out, and it's not the mother language of that. And that's why we're struggling all this time. Why are we finding it so hard, even though we intellectually know that we try and do these things? But at the end of the day, when you look back on the Shabbos, what part do you really enjoy most of the Shabbos? Schmoozing with your kids, resting, eating. And of course you did the other things. You don't resent them, chas v'shalom. You don't resent them. You don't resent the learning. You don't resent the singing. But it's still, you know, I believe you, Rabbi, you tell me it's supposed to feel better, but it doesn't yet. I'm struggling with that second language. Okay, that's fine. You're trying. But ultimately that's not meant to happen. What's meant to happen is once you tap into that neshama and it's real, it's out there, then the neshama automatically, it's the mother language of the neshama. And now it loves it. And it will love, the love for that will eclipse all the physical love. And then that's how the Shabbos comes in. So that's, we'll continue on this point tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. The mother language.